Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A North Iowa man is facing a felony theft charge after being accused of stealing items valued over $10,000 from an elderly victim earlier this year. The Sarasota County Sheriff's Office has arrested 37-year-old Brandon Hull of Mason City on a charge of first-degree theft against an older individual, a Class B felony. According to court documents, Mason City Police allege that Hull went to the North Polk Avenue home of an 84-year-old resident on February 7th and entered the home shortly after the victim left. Hull exited the residence a few minutes later carrying a heavy bag. MCPD filed a criminal complaint last Thursday that stated silver coins, jewelry, and collectibles worth more than $10,000 were taken. Some of the stolen property was later found in Hull's home. A warrant for his arrest was issued on Friday, and Hull was apprehended on Saturday. He is being held in Sarasota County Jail on $25,000 cash-only bond. Hull is scheduled for a preliminary hearing May 26th in Sarasota County District Court. Court records show Hull was convicted on previous theft charges in 2020 and 2024 and for drug possession in 2017. A Northeast Iowa man is facing multiple drug charges following his weekend arrest. Bremer County Sheriff's Office assisted the Butler County Sheriff's Office in the execution of a search warrant for stolen property within Bremer County on Saturday. During the search, evidence of methamphetamine use was located. The Bremer County Sheriff's Office then obtained an additional search warrant for the premises, which resulted in locating numerous items pertaining to meth. As a result, 47-year-old Nathan Frisch of Waverly was arrested for possession of meth and drug paraphernalia, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, keeping premises for controlled substance violations, and gathering where controlled substances are used. Additional stolen items were also located on the property. Frisch was released from custody on Monday after posting bail of $10,000 bond. The Janesville Police Department and Iowa State Patrol also assisted with the investigation. A Northeast Iowa man escaped injury after his car hit a pair of road signs, then a bridge guardrail, and went airborne. Winnersee County Sheriff's Office received a report of a vehicle in the ditch about 10 miles southeast of Decorah about 9 a.m. Sunday morning. At the scene, car parts were observed inside a Toyota Yaris with no one around. WCSO deputies determined it was evident a crash had occurred at that location and was believed to have happened sometime during the overnight hours from Saturday night into Sunday morning. The vehicle had been traveling east on 200th Street when it left the roadway and struck a support piece of a bridge, along with two signs pertaining to the bridge and then the bridge guardrail. The vehicle then went airborne, rotating in the air and continuing to hit parts of the bridge before coming to rest on the other side of the creek in the grass and weeds. The WCSO investigation eventually discovered the vehicle was allegedly operated by 54-year-old Kelly Ludeking of Decorah. Disabling damage to his car was estimated at $6,000. Damages to the road signs and bridge were estimated at $3,000. Ludeking was cited for failure to maintain control and striking fixtures along a highway. The crash report does not indicate if additional charges are possible. A North Iowa nursing home worker, criminally charged for not checking on a resident and for falsifying records, now faces suspension of her nursing license. 38-year-old Asteria Nanyang, also known as Asteria Montgomery of Mason City, was charged in November 2024 with dependent adult abuse through neglect and tampering with or falsifying records. Court documents say she was working at Mason City's Heritage Care and Rehab Center in April 2024 when a resident fell and struck his head. State inspectors alleged that Montgomery did an initial assessment of the man's condition, but failed to perform required follow-up assessments to check for neurological damage, despite repeated warnings from co-workers and residents that the man was acting in an odd manner and couldn't walk normally. He was eventually taken to a hospital, but Heritage staff later learned that he had suffered a heart attack en route and another one at the hospital. Records give no indication whether the man survived. Inspectors say Heritage administrators later reviewed video surveillance footage from inside the facility and concluded that Montgomery never performed the 8 neurological assessments that she claimed to have performed on the man. Heritage fired Montgomery after the incident and reported her to the Iowa Board of Nursing. When inspectors spoke to her, she didn't deny that she falsified the neurological check assessments. She stated she just didn't recall doing it. In March of this year, after 18 continuances in her criminal case, Montgomery pleaded guilty to both dependent adult abuse and tampering with records. She was fined $430 and granted a deferred judgment, meaning her conviction will be expunged from public court records if she successfully completes 1 year of probation. In July of 2025, the Board of Nursing charged Montgomery with failing to assess, accurately document, evaluate, and/or report the status of a patient, and with behavior that constitutes knowingly making misleading or untrue representations in the practice of the profession by falsifying records. She recently agreed to a 9-month suspension of her nursing record, with the understanding that her license will then be placed on probationary status for 18 months. Tomorrow, all veterans and active duty military service members are invited to enjoy a free breakfast at Hy-Vee. From 6 to 10 a.m., all Hy-Vee stores with hot food service will offer veterans and active duty service members a free buffet-style breakfast. The free meal is part of the Hy-Vee Homefront program, which bolsters support for military veterans and active duty service members. Other efforts include the Hy-Vee Homefront Roundup, in which customers can round up purchases to the nearest dollar during May to support organizations that serve veterans, active duty service members, and their families. Organizations receiving proceeds include the American Red Cross, Honor Flight Network, Hope for the Warriors, Operation First Response, and the Puppy Jake Foundation. There's also free coffee every Wednesday in May from 6 to 10 a.m., in which veterans and active duty service members are invited to pick up a free coffee at Hy-Vee stores that have hot food service. And care packages for service members. In late May, Hy-Vee and United Service Organizations will distribute 5,000 hygiene kits to support deploying and active duty service members throughout the Midwest. Established in 2013, Hy-Vee Homefront has donated more than $3.8 million to nonprofits that serve veterans, active duty service members, and their families. A quick weather history note on this date, May 19, 1911, severe thunderstorms affected several areas around Iowa. At Charles City, a downpour dumped 1.25 inches of rain in a very short time, with over 0.5 inch of that falling in just 5 minutes. Tonight on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's Charles City Baseball. The Comets hosting Clear Lake, 640 with the Mills Incorporated pregame show, first pitch at 7 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.